RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome aboard Friday Fun Show. MP on the mic. This is 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Megan producing as she does on Thursdays and Fridays. And we count you down to Flying Squirrels Baseball, which will cap off our night. They're out in Harrisburg. Did not play yesterday. Had a little rain out. I got to spend some quality time with Blaine. That was a treat. I had Blaine in studio yesterday and then got all fired up for the pregame show, and then the air went out of the balloon. A little rainy in Harrisburg. I expected to be cold and rainy through the weekend, so we'll see. We'll see how much baseball the Flying Squirrels play. They're 1-3 on the season. Whenever they get to round to playing, John Michael Bertrand, who started opening day, will be next up for your Richmond Flying Squirrels. We'll take you up to noon. AWOD Radio takes over. Grant and Danny will drive you home as we revisit some of the biggest sports stories of the week. And, of course, we get you out to Augusta for Masters updates at 25 and 55 past every hour. We'll do that between now and whenever somebody puts a green jacket on and the last pimento cheese has been consumed out there at Augusta. I did enjoy Barry Svrluga's story in today's Washington Post, which is a thing I've heard from people out there before. It's Augusta National does not allow cell phones on the course. You can't take your cell phone if you go watch the Masters. And that just sounds delightful to me. That sounds like a great policy. People love it. Barry loves it. I think there should be more places in the world that are cell phone free where we can disconnect for a little while. Maybe places that don't cost $4,000 to visit for the day. Just spitballing here. Just something to think about as we continue to plan our days and our societies and our things. I went over to the Diamond District yesterday. So Bennett Zier came on yesterday. He's like the big boss here at Odyssey. So that was fun to have him on. He was here both because Wednesday night WRVA did Politics and Pints, their event, and then Fox News was live at Shorty's Diner yesterday doing you know the political bit, right? We got to go to the diner, talk to the people, see how they feel about things. And so Bennett ended up on Fox News as well yesterday, in addition to MP on the mic. That's a big day. I believe that's the first time somebody's ever been on Fox News and MP on the mic on the same day. It pretty much touches all demographics right there. Young, old, we got them all between those two programs. And Benno was on, and then I saw him again yesterday. We were over at the Diamond District. They did a groundbreaking. I'm going to level with you. I'm still not sure what the groundbreaking was, because in my mind, a groundbreaking symbolizes we're starting construction on a thing, and like a lot of construction is already happening over there, for those of you who've been over there. So it was a symbolic groundbreaking of the Diamond District, which is going to be the area around the new baseball stadium, houses, apartments, mixed use, retail, hotel, things of that nature. They want to build an office park down there, or an office skyscraper down there long term. And I learned, this makes sense, but I hadn't thought about it, Richmond hasn't built a new office tower, opened a new office tower since the pandemic. Now you got the CoStar one coming up here downtown, so that'll be fixed in a few. But it's good to be getting back to making things. The stadium looks great. It's coming along. It looks like a baseball stadium now. Like if you went out there, people tell you, that's going to be a baseball stadium when it's done. I got a chance to talk to Oppo for a while, Anthony Opperman. He's the new GM of the Flying Squirrels. And he was talking just how great the experience is going to be for the fans, which it is. He said, you know, you can come all six games of a homestand and have six different experiences, and their various seating options and restaurant options and entertainment options they're going to have. I think that's really cool and hopefully drives a lot of people to the ballpark and to being Flying Squirrels fans. And hopefully it brings our friends, the Washington Nationals, down here. That would be nice to get a little Nats action down here. I think that would boost interest both in baseball locally and in the Washington Nationals, because my sense is Nationals fans are not the majority of Richmonders. That if you're to talk to Richmonders, who's your favorite baseball team, you get a lot of different answers. Still a lot of Braves people, obviously. Our Braves were here. Still a lot of Yankees fans, because they're everywhere. You've got some Orioles fans, because that was the closest team back in the day. And of course, you have plenty of Nats fans who have gravitated to them since the team started. I get the sense, if you planted the Nats, AA or AAA team here, I think interest would grow in both, which would be good for baseball and good for everybody, and give us something to watch during the summer. Then maybe Ted Leonsis would buy the team. Ted Leonsis was doing the radio rounds in D.C. earlier this week, because they're celebrating Ovechkin, well-deserved victory lap for everybody involved there. So Ted Leonsis was asked about buying the Nationals. They said, I want to. I don't think the Learners want to sell, which... sure, but the Learners need to start investing then. It's fine if they don't want to sell, but it's not fine to not want to sell and continue to manage payroll as if you're trimming payroll in anticipation of selling. You got to be in or out. You got to jump in the pool or get out. And I think next offseason will be very big for the Nationals from that regard. If they continue to sit on their hands and not invest in the team, you're going to start to see some grumbling, and some well-deserved grumbling among the fan base from people who want better and demand better. Not that they have to win. It's a tough division. But they have to spend in a way that makes them competitive, because otherwise is a long summer. And they've built a nice, Mike Rizzo's built a nice team, nice young team. They're getting older. It's time to invest around them. Capitals beat the Canes, lock up the one seed in the East as we march towards the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's the Friday Fun Show. Revisit some of our favorite moments from the week. We'll check in with AWOD for Crosstalk at 11:45. Masters updates at 25 and 55 past the hour. You know where you are. Richmond's home for the Flying Squirrels. This is 910 The Fan. Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, the show that lets you participate by calling 833-804-0910 if you want to weigh in on the world of sports. I gave my annual controversial Masters take on AWOD show yesterday. Masters season comes along. I like talking about the food. It's a bucket list item for me. I'd love to go to the Masters. It's on my list. It sounds fun.
But I give the same take every year. Who's going to win the Masters? I don't know. Tiger doesn't play anymore, so I don't know. Are you going to watch the Masters? And the answer is, I'm going to take a phenomenal nap to the Masters this weekend. It's going to be my favorite nap of the year. Coverage is expanded this year. I don't know how that's going to fit in with the schedule. It used to be they started the broadcast at 4 o'clock. You had to wait all day for your Masters nap. It's 2 o'clock now on Saturday. So at 2 o'clock, the Masters starts. They play a little music. The azaleas bloom. I'm out.
That's
out
dangerous.
Like a light, out like a light bulb. I'm going to wake up. Leaders are going to be coming down 14. All right. I'm ready.
Open your eyes.
Watch a few holes of golf. Yeah. Hey, so I've caught bits and pieces of the Masters over the years. But that you can't tell me that you can stay awake through that. The music, the softness, Jim Nance whispering to you about golf, and
I'm
done.
Sleepy now.
Done.
Careful.
Done. You got a show to produce. How do you they do Masters on the radio. That's dangerous to people driving around. We can't do that. We can't
safety
do that.
Safety concern.
Safety first. We can't do that to the people driving around Richmond. I love the Masters. I just can't stay awake during the Masters. I'm on the couch. I turn on the Masters. We're done here. It's lights out for me. If anything, they need major sporting events the night of the Masters because I'm awake. I'm ready to go. You know, Sunday, I'm going to wake up. Leaders are going to come down 18. I'm going to watch them put on the green jacket. And then we go to 60 minutes. I'm ready now. Let's go. They've got storylines every year at the Masters. There's always something to get into, and Rory's going to be the story this year, and can Rory win the Masters and all that. So we're not lacking for storylines at the Masters. Apparently, the hurricane took out some trees. This is my other thing about the Masters that I don't know if I like it, but I respect it. They are the only major sports property that does not contract out the TV broadcast. So the Masters is on CBS, but CBS does not call the shots at the Masters. The Masters broadcast the Masters, and CBS is allowed to show it.
That feels right for the situation.
From what you know,
from what you know
of the people at the Masters, that checks out. CBS had an analyst one year. He was like a comedian analyst, kind of, you know, like live, and they brought him to the Masters. And he said the greens were soft, like it was something like a freshly waxed bikini or something like that. And he disappeared from the broadcast immediately after and did not reappear ever again at the Masters. It's a brand.
They do not have to draw the line in the sand. The line is drawn.
Yeah, like the NFL, there's always that push in the pull, like, oh, you know, like Troy Aikman's talking about concussions, like Roger Goodell didn't like that, but like ESPN told, hey, we're paying the money, pound sand. The Masters calls 100% of the shots. This year, the hurricane that went through, that the really bad hurricane that knocked out Asheville for a while, took out a bunch of trees at Augusta National. CBS will not mention that this weekend. That will not be a part of the Masters broadcast. The mentioning of the missing trees. It will not come up.
No one asked.
So I just lost my invite to the Masters, which is a tough break for me.
I know you were saving that $4,000 for a ticket.
We won't be doing the show live from the clubhouse.
$4,000 nap.
Anytime soon. That would be a good live from show. We do live from Ashburn. We've never done live from the Masters. Just grab some golfers as they come in, do our show, do our shtick.
Have you noticed there's less trees this year? What's going on with that?
It's over. It's over.
Get
it's
him
over.
Out.
It's
Get
over.
Him out.
Get him out of here. Thanks for playing. Masters, it sneaks up on me. We do basketball, then we do the Masters. Same rhythm every year, but it gets me every year. And it's golf. Keep up. You got to, because this is the start of the golf season, and we're off and rolling from here. We got the U.S. Open, the PGA. The British Open, all the other ones, the live ones.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
The John Deere Classic? All the golf. It's all coming. They're still doing live. Good for them. Nobody's watching, but they're still doing it. They've committed to paying the golfers, and they will make the golfers show up. This isn't like baseball where they cut you and they keep paying you. The Saudis paid those golfers. They will be making them come golf every week. That's it's either that or they can come do something else. But we're paying you. We're gonna get our money's worth. Nobody's watching our golf product. Doesn't matter. I need you to keep showing up and keep doing it.
The money's gone.
More people watched the golf simulator golf than watch live golf.
Oh.
And it wasn't close.
Well, the simulator was kind of interesting.
I don't disagree. The live golf set a new viewership record last Sunday.
Okay.
The most people that have ever watched live golf in a live golf broadcast. 414,000 people.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Celebrity Cornhole on ESPN has beaten that number routinely this year in its various airings. And again, I go back to your point, Hazel. I'm intrigued. It's Celebrity Cornhole. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm tuning in.
I'm in. Give the people what they want.
And we don't want live golf, apparently.
Yes, David Ferrety, of course. Thank you, George. George weighing in. David Ferrety was the announcer who was kicked out of the Masters for not showing the proper reverence to the good people at Augusta National. Capitals back in the Stanley Cup playoffs 34 times in the last 42 seasons. They have been participating in the playoffs. To put that in perspective, them in Boston have done that, and that's it. Nobody above them. 34 playoff appearances in the last 42 years. Run of dominance up there in D.C. And I think the coolest thing, like, if Ovechkin had the record, that'd be cool enough, but this looks sustainable. It looks like they can carry this momentum into the future, too, which I think is really exciting for them. If you're listening to 910 The Fan, that one worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Awad here just sharing the breaking news with me. Martin Carrere headed up 64 on the VCU to UVA train. Is that Instagram official? Okay, that's Mikey Lewis. He's like a regular in the UVA fan circles. I noticed that he's got a lot of emojis there on that quote tweet. Do we think he's trying to start beef with our guy Zach Joachim? I don't know. Zach's on in 14 minutes. We'll find out what's going on here. That's our thing. They can't have emojis. They've got Thomas Jefferson. They've got Bodo's Bagels. They cannot have emojis. We cannot allow this to happen. Some things have to stay. That you can have Ryan Odom, I get it. It's a business. But you can't have emojis. They stay here. They're not going up 64 to Charlottesville, making the declaration right now. You know who else you can't have? Brandon Jennings. He's staying here, too, forming the core of next year's VCU team. Love homegrown talent staying here. I think we're all assuming Fats stays. Fats Billups from Verina gives two local guys, and you got the makings of something. Obviously, a lot of shopping still to do in the portal, but a lot of time left to do it. No ruling yet on the NIL case that's winding its way through the courts. We had thought that was going to come on Monday, and the judge heard the arguments and then was like, I'll get back to you guys. She's a judge. She can do whatever she wants. It's still Wild West. NIL money's still coming from third parties. There's still no verification on it. Once the House settlement gets passed, everybody's NIL deal has to go through the clearinghouse because it's the school's money now, not third-party money. And I think what everybody likes about that is it'll be above board. Everybody knows. It's still going to be stupid amounts of money to spend on college sophomores who play basketball. Like, that's not going to change. But what is going to change is that you'll know where you stand, where other schools stand. Because the rumors, you know, the numbers get bigger every time they get repeated. Did you hear he got $500,000? Turns into, did you hear he got $1 million very quickly? When we go to the clearinghouse concept, it's nobody's going to change who has the advantage or disadvantage, but we'll know because it'll all be out there. And more importantly, the kids are going to get paid because you're hearing these stories, the horror stories of the kids who commit and then don't get paid by some of these third parties. When it's the school's money, the school's going to pay because they got a little liability behind that if they don't. I wanted to stay in college sports. This happened last week, but I do feel like warrants it at least a second mention here in a non-Ovechkin day. Ovechkin, by the way, greatest goal scorer in the history of NHL hockey. That's a thing we need to mention from time to time. Hokies quarterback Kyren Drones had, according to Brent Pry, a minor medical procedure and will be held out for the remainder of spring practice. That includes this weekend's spring game. To whatever extent the spring game has largely fallen out of fashion, it's now kind of spring public practice, spring scrimmage like situations, which I can't get worked up about. I mean, you're the football coach, do what your team needs. Are games fun? Yeah, games are fun, but if you want to do a practice instead, do a practice instead. The one thing I will say that I feel very strongly about is that some portion of spring football should be open to the fans to go have a day to check in, to celebrate, to watch the team. Because you're seeing some of the, I think Belichick did this in North Carolina, are going full closed. I think NC State did this as well. They don't want to give any, don't want to tip anybody off, don't want to give any information to the opponents. I don't like that from a fan perspective. And training camps trending that way too in the NFL. Less fan access because the coaches are paranoid, and I get it. It's a billion-dollar business, and any little advantage could be the difference between winning and losing in a one-point game. That's why the leagues need to step in. The NFL has historically been very good about saying everybody will open training camp to the fans. Nobody's at a disadvantage. Everybody needs to let fans in their training camp practice. They've budged on that in recent years, and now they allow just a couple open practices in the stadiums instead. I think that's bad for business. Kids are out of school during the summer. Kids want to go see the players, get autographs, hang out, watch football. I think about, you know, kids who are into football. That's the closest they're going to get. I'm not going to take my kids up and spend $200 on a ticket to go watch a game against the Eagles and sit in that parking lot and sit in the gridlock and you get back at midnight on a Sunday. I take them up to training camp, though. Hang out, watch the players, watch football. It keeps the game accessible. That and 1 p.m. kickoffs. Are they the things we would pick for ourselves as adults? No, but sometimes you got to look out for all the fans. So I do want the ACC at some point, the NCAA, obviously isn't going to show any leadership on any issues, but I would love for the ACC to continue to mandate keeping those spring games open. Even if they're practices, use the time however you want to use it. But get the fans out there, especially at Virginia Tech, where it's a spring gathering point for those fans to get down to Blacksburg. Kyren Drones, minor medical procedure. We've made the decision to hold him out for the remainder of spring practice. Kyren has demonstrated excellent leadership and has had an outstanding winter and spring. We fully anticipate he will be ready to return for summer workouts. So Brent Pry spoke with reporters yesterday in Blacksburg. Our guy Andy Bitter, Tech sideline, was all over that one. He said, this is Brent Pry, said he's not going to share what the medical issue is, but he said, let's reach out, let's ask the experts what we can do to get this guy to where he can be 100% for a full season. You remember, he was fighting through some stuff last year. Had the MCL, had the turf toe, a little bit of a stress fracture at one point. Price said he'll be ready to go by June, so he'll be good for summer workouts. This is the time to take care of yourself here, especially if you think there's any chance of playing on the other side in the NFL. But also the Hokies have the luxury of taking the wait and see, and it gives them a chance to give Pop Watson some snaps. And we'll see. Will it be a quarterback controversy into summer practice in Blacksburg? I think we're all waiting on that. Pop Watson, the rookie, came in for that UVA game at the end of the year. Obviously looked really good in that one. A lot of Hokies players have looked really good against UVA over the years. Sorry, Who's Talking fans. That's just what happens every time they play each other. What's going to happen in training camp? Is it going to come in preordained for Drones? Are they going to have the two of them compete? Are they going to do a split snap situation, which I'm always against? I'm always a fan of pick a guy, let that guy lead the team. But I would guess that Pop Watson stayed because he's got some kind of assurances that he's going to get something, whether it's a chance, whether it's reps, whatever it might be. I don't think they're just going to hand the ball to Kyren Drones. I think that will be one of the major storylines coming into this Virginia Tech football season, because the quarterback, we're always talking about the quarterback. JMU did the switch last year where they had, you know, you think all along it's going to be Dylan Morris, and then it's Alonzo Barnett. All of a sudden it's a different quarterback, and they had their success early, took care of business at UNC, probably ushered Mack Brown out of town in the process. But for Virginia Tech, it's a brutal opening stretch. You're going to South Carolina to play Shane Beamer in the opener, and then you got Vandy. I don't have to remind everybody what happened in Vandy last year. Diego Pavi is coming back for his 900th college football season. That kid's older than me at this point. That's how it works these days. He's going to be playing well. They beat Alabama last year. That's a good football team is coming to Blacksburg. And you got two SEC teams in week one and two. Is that an argument either way? Does that say you want to go with Drones? You want the experienced guy against two SEC teams, two very difficult football games? Or do you want to go with Pop Watson? The kids don't know what they don't know. Get a little young, cocky confidence in there. See if you can out Diego Pavia, Diego Pavia. I'm curious to see which way Brent Pry plays it, knowing this is a make or break year for him. Then it eases up after that. You got ODU and Wofford as your next two. So whoever you let take the lumps in the first two, I think you want to go back to for those next two. Let them build some confidence headed into ACC play, which is, as you know, always an adventure. We're excited to be your home of the Hokies. It'll sneak up on us. It'll be summer. We'll do bits. We'll have fun, and then next thing you know, we'll be out on the football field. It'll be spring. It'll be summer practices. It'll be fall camp. They'll be rolling. They'll be down in Atlanta, getting it handed to him by South Carolina. I like the Hokies. I'm not pessimistic on the Hokies. They're not going to win that football game, though. If they do, I'll rip up all my papers here, and I'll declare the sky the limit for this team. But that's going to be a motivated South Carolina team. You can write that one down. You're listening to MP 910 on the Fan. Mic,
910 the Fan, 105.1 FM. You never know what's going to happen, because I don't know what's going to happen next. Gary Hess just came by in his New York Islanders sweatshirt. I said, thanks for the history, and he said, thanks for the win. Win-win situation.
Yep.
Everybody got what they came for. I do think that the Islanders had to win that game because of how long the ceremony took. Like, they legit stopped a professional sporting event for 20 minutes to show
Ovechkin highlights and bring his family onto the ice and let the commissioner talk. And Wayne Gretzky gave like a Cartier necklace to Ovi's wife. A lot of things happened. A lot of things happened that weren't professional hockey.
Not hockey at all.
The Capitals are in the playoffs. None of it matters for them. The Islanders are not in the playoffs. It's actually quite relevant for them. If they had, like, because they were up 2-1 after the goal. If the Caps had, like, come back and used the momentum and the Islanders had missed the playoffs by a game, do you know how long we'd be hearing about that for? For the rest of our lives, we would be hearing about that. The Islanders had to win to avoid that outcome. It worked out for everybody. The other option is he gets it late in a game that the Capitals already were going to win. That you like the Chicago game, if he had gotten it with a minute left, that would have been fine too. I'm a little surprised they didn't wait until intermission. The sport literally has a 15-minute dead period called intermission. It just, we had a 15-minute ceremony.
As if history doesn't transcend intermission.
History transcends intermission. Zach Joachim's on the show at 11:15 today. We're going to give him a few minutes. Partially due to misconceptions that may or may not have spread around the internet yesterday. I said on yesterday's show that I expect Brandon Jennings to make his decision about whether he's going to go to UVA with Ryan Odom or stay at VCU with Phil Martelli Jr. Yesterday. And that created a bit of a kerfuffle in the online world. Because a lot of times, like, when I have news, I don't just yap it into the microphone. I post it. We have a story. You go to the fan website. I post it on the Richmonder. I post it on my Twitter. There's places. Hey, I got news. I'm going to share it with you. I guess I didn't realize how many people were invested in that moment. And that's right. I kind of thought that was common knowledge. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said it. I thought everybody knew that Brandon Jennings was going to decide yesterday. That happens sometimes, too, where we accidentally break news on this show. It's definitely happened before. It will definitely happen again. So somebody posted online, and Peter said Brandon Jennings is going to decide today. And I was quick. I like, yes, I said that. And I think I don't know what he's going to decide. I think I know what he's going to decide, but I don't want to, like, put that out there. But yes, telephone happened on the internet, on the Xbox. Somebody tweeted mid-afternoon at Zach Joachim, MP said on his show that you were going to have a Brandon Jennings update today. Where is it, buddy? Give me that Brandon Jennings update.
Oh.
Which made me realize that I, like a sucker, this whole time have been talking to people and reporting information when you can just volunteer other people to do it. It's opened up a whole new world for me. I didn't realize you could do that, but it gave me an idea. Yeah. You got to tune into AWOD's show. He's going to have an update on Luke Bamboye today. I didn't. Nobody
and
run.
Tweet him about it.
No. Nobody run with that. I did not say that.
Or did he?
So I texted Zach, and I said, just so we're clear, I said Brandon Jennings was going to have a Brandon Jennings update, not Zach Joachim. But Zach did write it up as an update. Brandon Jennings is staying. And Zach did have the headline of the day, loyal to the soil, Brandon Jennings staying in Richmond to play for VCU.
Ooh.
Which, you know, he'd been working on those bars all day.
Yes.
Absolutely. So we'll talk to Zach about that, how I forced him into reporting mode yesterday. And the fruits of that.
And he rose to the occasion.
Brandon Jennings rose to the occasion. We got a player, Anna at VCU. And maybe more to come. I'm not reporting that Luke Bamboye is coming back. But it'd be nice if he did. And other indications. So there's that. That's two. It's you always need guys who can pass off that baton year to year. Maryland has nobody. The Cal line, I met the team, there is no team. That's Maryland. They have nobody. So to hang on to a few guys, I think we're all assuming Fats. That isn't confirmed, but I think we're all assuming Fats. If you get Jennings and Bamboye on top of that, nobody's winning a title with those three. You need other players, but it's a good start, and I think it's a good statement about the pull of VCU, aside from any external polls as well. And it says that Phil Martelli Jr. got some shopping money too. You got Ryan Odom out here walking down Rodeo Drive, getting stuff from Tiffany, getting stuff from Cartier. Ryan Odom shopping at respectable, or Phil Martelli Jr., he's shopping at respectable mid-market stores. You know, we gave him some Kohl's cash, and he's making it work. He's at Target. He's not at Dollar General. We're taking care of him. Thank you, Eddie Mack. Thank you, Dr. Rao. Is he wearing the knockoff? Maybe, but it looks good. It's well made. What's the Target brand? He's wearing the Target brand of that nice point guard that everybody's wearing this season.
Yeah, close enough.
And he looks good. It's going to look good on us. He was at the baseball game last night, VCU-UVA at the Diamond. Feel bad for everybody involved with that one. It was chilly last night. College baseball, I get that the college year ends in the end of May, which necessitates certain things. Baseball wasn't meant to be played in February. And now we're in April. It still feels like February. Those guys, I mean, they start mid-February. I feel for them then, and I feel for them now. And then, like, the weather gets nice. It's like, oh, we're done now.
We're done. Have a good summer.
That was fun. good time, everybody. Catch you next year.
Woo! Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, everybody. I talked to another listener yesterday.
Oh.
This is the clips here. They said, because I said on Monday, the Ovechkin goal, which I played a few times, Alex Ovechkin, he is the leading goal scorer in the history of the NHL. So that's cool. I said I was going to wear that clip out like the Terry McLaurin touchdown in Cincinnati from Jaden Daniels. And then I talked about that for a while because I like talking about that. It was a good football pass. They said, what if you played them back to back? Kind of blew my mind. So, well, I got to do that on today's show then. Here's Alex Ovechkin becoming the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
So Carlson will make his way to the neutral ice, dropping it for Dylan Strome. He and Chychrun will team up and glide through center. Right side to Wilson. Centered up. Ovechkin has it. He scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 895! There's a new goal-scoring champion! And his name is Alexander Ovechkin! He has done it here on Long Island! His teammates mob him. There is but one. Alexander the Great, the greatest to ever do it in National Hockey League history.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
And now with the play clock down at 14, they're trying to run Luke McCaffrey onto the field. 10 seconds on the play clock. They're coming out of a timeout. They got to get this off with 2:15 to go. They ask, McCaffrey doesn't know what the play is. Neither does Ertz, but they got to snap it on a 3rd and 7, and they do. Bengals bring the house. Jaden loads one up for McLaurin in the end zone. Did he catch it? He did! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Unreal!
What was that? Holy cow. That was incredible.
Unbelievable catch by McLaurin. Daniels, they brought the house on him. He went one-on-one McLaurin. Midway, sideline, end zone. McLaurin comes down with it. Knee down. Touchdown, Washington.
That was perfect. No notes. 10 out of 10. I miss football. I love football. Y'all know that. I'm excited to go to training camp. We'll talk about the draft because that's how desperate we get for football. I miss football, but I really miss London Fletcher. I miss getting to hear from London Fletcher every Tuesday. It'll be good to get back to that. He became a kind of like, he was famous to start with, but I think he became a little more famous during that playoff run. They were showing him on TV announcing the games during the games.
He was working hard. He earned that.
He earned every single bit of that. He's just loving life up there. Like they say, you know, they want, you know, play by play on the radio. It's like making people feel they're watching the game with you. I feel like I'm watching a game with London Fletcher. And loving every single second. Didn't hurt that they kept winning. The winning was nice. That was an added bonus to the whole thing. We'll hand it off to AWOD at noon. Grant and Danny tonight. You're listening to 910 The Fan tonight, at 105. Taking down the Senators at 6:30. You'll hear that right here on 910 The Fan. I love having Zach on because we learned something. When I'm on Instagram, and I'm old, right? So the fact that I'm on Instagram, kind of a minor achievement. Not patting myself on the back, just saying, bit of a minor achievement. My sound is off when I'm on Instagram. So I'm aware that like everybody is putting music on their posts. I don't hear it though. I don't hear what's going on. They like, because the new thing is when it's the videos of people talking, they put the captions on. I'm reading the captions. I'm not listening to the people talking. Apparently though, I'm missing out because Zach said Brandon Jennings, who announced he was coming back to VCU, did it with a original song about Brandon Jennings on his post, which I believe makes him the first VCU basketball player to announce his return from the portal with a song written specifically for the occasion. Bump that, Hazel. Let's do it. I go 0 to 60 like Brandon Jennings. Clock was ticking, the plan was simple. Slamming the rock out the gym on defenders. 8-10 Rambo, head up with you. I'm in this stew like gumbo business. Maxed out Seagull, like put that on sugar. 0 to 40 like Brandon Jennings. Went deaf in the ear, all I hear is defender. I go 0 to 60 like Brandon Jennings. Clock was ticking, the plan was simple. Slamming the rock out the gym on defenders. 8-10 Rambo, head up with you. I'm in this stew like gumbo business. Maxed out Seagull, like put that on sugar. 0 to 40 like Brandon Jennings. No range, right, but he a defender. I can ride with that. Brandon Jennings got a song. That's step one. He's out of the portal. He's at VCU. He's got a song. He's in the stew like gumbo beans. I mean, that's a good bar right there. It's no loyal to the soil, but it's good. We can ride with that. We got a theme song for Brandon Jennings this year. We'll have to do the Brandon Jennings update with the rap. Now we got to now we got to figure out how we can do the Brandon Jennings update. Yeah, you can keep it riding there. I in the stew, but I ain't planning on cooking. All right. I say this. If that doesn't get me an invite to next year's Freak Fest, I don't know what does. Somebody send that to Lily. Let her know I'm ready for Freak Fest. Feelings were hurt this year. But next year, I'm coming in ready. Just saying. And I'm going to turn on my sound on Instagram now. Did Martin Carrere have a song on his, isn't it like a nice French ditty or something? The UVA plus the French Connection. That's a bougie song right there. Whatever that is, it's high class. It's got like a violin or a harp in it or something. Whatever that song is. That's a first. Brandon Jennings coming back to VCU with the song written for him. It's MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, hanging with you guys until noon. That's when AWOD Radio takes over. And I got it. When we do crosstalk, I got to get the Nuggets update from AWOD, because that one, I don't follow a lot of NBA, but I follow enough NBA to know that teams that are the four seed in the playoffs don't often fire their coach on the verge of the playoffs. That's a wild one right there. We'll get the update from him. We'll, of course, continue counting you down to the NFL draft, where the speculation swirls around what the Commanders are going to do at pick 29. I think kind of everybody has coalesced around two options. I'll throw a third bean into that gumbo stew. I am the stew, but I ain't cooking, but I'll throw a bean into the gumbo. This is why I don't rap. I think everybody said you're going to pick an edge rusher. Commanders need an edge rusher. It's a premium position. You can get a guy in the first round. Remember, those first round picks come with 5-year contracts. You get the 5th-year option. Everybody you take in the second round on comes with a 4-year contract. It's not everything, but it's something, especially at a premium position where that guy's going to end up making serious money down the line if he's good. It's nice to have that extra year, that certainty that he's going to be on your team for that 5-year stretch. If they take an edge rusher, they turn the card in, and it's an edge rusher, I'll feel great about it. Adam Peters, I trust him. I am skeptical on two Adam Peters moves all time. Javon Kinlaw, I remain skeptical of that move. And, of course, Marshawn Lattimore, which I'm not mad about. I can see why they took the risk. I can see why they wanted to take a big swing, maybe get a franchise guy, but it didn't pan out. But if he turns in the card for an edge rusher, I'm excited. Option number two is to trade the pick back. I think everybody would be excited about that, because you got to keep in mind the Commanders have the 31st most draft capital in the NFL entering this year's draft. And that's not just, obviously, they're at pick 29, but they've traded away. They traded the pick for Lattimore. They traded the pick for Debo. For a guy who's known for rocking the draft, Adam Peters doesn't have a lot of ammunition right now to work with. Wouldn't surprise me at all if he trades back, tries to turn his pick into more picks, tries to keep multiplying those picks, because this was an NFC title game team last year that does have a lot of holes this year. There are a lot of positions we can point to and say they might need to do something there. They need to improve. They need to build towards the future. Now, the one argument I was on with Grant and Danny yesterday, we were talking about this. Grant was saying they're old. It's an old skewing team. I say, yeah, but as long as Jaden is good, that doesn't matter. Because you're right, you get old, but you can stay old if you've got an elite quarterback drawing people in. The Patriots, so good at that for so long, bringing in the Randy Mosses of the world, bringing in the Wes Welkers, the guys who were at the end of their careers, the guys who could, you know, give you a couple good years before retirement, wanted to play on a team that was chasing a ring. The Chiefs, so good at that right now. DeAndre Hopkins landing there. Guys who are nearing the end of their careers want to play for a winner. If Jaden Daniels is that good this year, it doesn't matter. You get old, but you can stay old. You just cycle through those guys because they want to be where you are. If Jaden takes a step back this year, and he might, by the way, that house of cards crumbles pretty quickly. Now you've gotten old, and you're getting older, and you don't have the replacements coming in. So it's a dangerous game to play. But on the other hand, he's good. All signs point to him continuing to be good. I think the only dangerous Jaden Daniels discourse right now is the one where he's going to take a step forward next year. You heard Adam Schefter say that the other day. Yeah, I talked to Jaden Daniels. He's going to take a step forward next year. That's dangerous to put too much on him. If he just is what he was last year, you're still in a great spot. You don't need him to take more on his shoulders. You probably want to take a little bit off of his shoulders. You probably want him to run the ball a little less. You want to get some more guys involved. But I said I'd throw a third option in. I really think they need an elite tight end. And they tried. with Ben Sinnott. That was some serious draft capital they used on Ben Sinnott. Maybe he takes the step forward. Maybe he becomes that guy. I don't know the tight end position. Logan Paulson does. I trust Logan Paulson. He seems lukewarm on Ben Sinnott to date. Now, you got Zach Ertz, so it's not a problem right now. But that's a potential developing situation down the line. You can't count on Zach Ertz playing into 26 or doing one more season. That's dicey. And I think they may need to use a draft pick. I mean, you're not going to get Tyler Warren. That'd be the best case scenario, right? Get the local kid. That's not going to happen. He's going to be way off the board before they go. But can you find a guy you like, find a guy you can build around? That wouldn't bother me at all either. And that's an important position as well. Need to go corner at some point. Need to go linebacker at some point. And I'm very much on record saying you can always turn the card in for an offensive lineman. You can always turn the card in for an offensive lineman. I'll stand and applaud because good things are going to happen if you build around that offensive line and build depth there. We're going to take a break.
Be on the mic, 910 the fan,
105.1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We do sports talk as loud, as boisterous sometimes. I don't know that it's – we share a medium with NPR. I don't know that we share a lot stylistically with NPR. But we're going to see if we can smash those two worlds together for a half hour this morning. Thrilled to have in Rich Marr. RVA's Got Issues.
That's right.
Is the podcast. Oh, you could do the NPR voice on us, too.
I could. No.
Welcome to the podcast.
The Nationals beat the Dodgers.
That's great. Yes.
I'm actually not like that. My wife complains about my radio voice, like, constantly.
Oh,
she's
no.
She's like, yeah. I jump scare her in the car. She's like, I hate when you talk like that.
Do you have the thing where you hate to listen back to yourself?
No, I love to listen to myself talk. I'm so brilliant. I just can't stand not listening to it. No, it's not bad. I don't. But it's also I have good producers. Yeah. Having good producers helps make you sound a little better.
I know all about that. Yeah. I actually sound like a squeaky Mickey Mouse. It's all in the auto tunes over there.
That's great.
RVA's Got Issues is the podcast.
Right.
Now, you take on everything across the globe of Richmond.
Yeah, anything you can think of, you know, from affordable housing to, you know, federal funding cuts. And so it's really wide ranging, but that's not why I'm here, right? It's here because we talked sports ball, too.
The show is Sports Tourism Aims High in RVA. And let's start with this. I think when people hear sports tourism, they think the Super Bowl, the Olympics, none of which are in Richmond,
right,
to my knowledge,
right,
this year.
Not yet. Yeah.
Not yet. But this is a massive moneymaker.
For particularly the counties, right? Henrico's bet big on it, Chesterfield, and those were the two sort of sports czars we had on our show. Dennis Bickmeyer over in Henrico, J.C. Pohman, Chesterfield. But those counties have been really smart about this, right? They recognize that is not just the Super Bowl, right? It's your weekend soccer tournament. I went just a couple of weeks ago to a massive ultimate frisbee college tournament tucked away at some park in Chesterfield. There were teams from Seattle, like hundreds of families, chairs. And what happens when they're done? They go stay at some hotel. They go eat at the Chipotle. And all that tax revenue comes into the county. So they're recognizing that it's not just about going to travel to see your team in the Super Bowl or March Madness, right? It's also the weekend soccer trips, the, you know, tournaments, and those families have money to spend that can go and help build the tax revenue for the county.
I would assume we're not the only people who have figured this out, that there's money in this.
Yeah.
How are we winning?
We're competing in part because it just, you know, sort of accidentally, we're in a good spot. We have good infrastructure, right? There just happens to be a number of leagues and places. And I think there were just some visionaries early on who said, well, you know, people like to swim. We have good swim teams. Let's, you know, Jim Ucrop, let's spend $5 million to move an Olympic-sized swimming pool to the middle of Chesterfield County. And suddenly, like, Nova is like, we have to keep up, so we're going to build a swimming pool and a shopping mall. And so now we have two amazing, really kind of Olympic-level facilities here in the region. And then swim teams are, like, dying to come into town and bring their families and bring all of the, you know, the accoutrement that come with that, right? They stay and they do the stuff. And the really smart thing, too, is that means that we get to use it, right? My daughter was an athlete. It's one of the reasons I clued into this. And, you know, we get to go to this fancy swimming pool every weekend. And she got to train there. And she's now a D3 swimmer in college. Shout out Carter. Shout out Colby Mules.
Carter College?
Carter's my daughter.
Carter's the daughter.
Yeah, and so she swims up at Colby in Maine. Colby Mules.
The Mules?
The Mules.
Oh, let's
right.
go Mules.
Yes, exactly right. That's what I say.
Carrying the load.
Every day, the Mules, yes. And, cute joke about my stubborn teenage daughter here. But she's awesome and worked really hard, but she got to go to these amazing facilities because they build them here not just for these tourist dollars, but then we all get to take advantage of them, right? You get to play at the fields at the Sportsplex, right? If you were playing soccer on the weekend, and so we get the sort of win-win of the money comes in for the counties and to the city and to the region, and then we get to take advantage of these great facilities.
And Ryko's got their new building where Virginia Center Mall used to be. I know that thing's packed all the time. Chesterfield's got the River City Sportsplex. They're building more fields out there.
Yeah, it's great innovative use of space, right? We used to have a shopping mall. I don't know, your younger listeners might have to explain what that is. You go and you hang out on the weekend.
You get an Orange Julius, yes. You go to Hot Topic.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Go to the movie theater. We'll explain what those are to our listeners.
Right? I referenced something as being in the old Blockbuster video on Live in Forest Hill.
Yeah.
And my kid goes, what's that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I got to go through it's back since the dawn of time. Right, and so now we're taking these spaces that we don't really use the same way anymore. And, we've got now this amazing sports complex in Henrico. And then what they did with Regency Square, right? It's still sort of a mall. There's people who live there. And now there's a swimming pool in the middle of the mall. It used to be a Macy's. Now it's like this amazing swimming pool that you can walk into. And so it's really like that kind of innovative approach to using spaces around the counties that we can then, bring in dollars and revenue. And it's not just like, let's say you didn't care about sports, not us here.
Oh,
not
no.
Us. We know what we're doing.
Says the guy who just did a segment about mustard.
Yes, exactly, right? We care about other things too, right? But this means you get to do all the things that counties and cities need to do, right? You got better libraries and parks and, health clinics and homeless services, right? You get to do all that stuff because you have the money coming in for the tourism.
Rich Marr, the podcast is RVA's Got Issues. Where do people go to find the podcast?
RVA'sGotIssues.vpm.org. That's our website.
Boom. There you go. So you can go listen to that. Can you put this into context for us? Like, how big of a deal is this?
I mean, it's a billion-dollar industry.
That's
really hard to put an actual dollar amount on it. The counties do try to do that, and Henrico has argued that they brought in over $1 billion last year. In revenue, whether how much that translates into actual tax dollars and jobs and things like that, and maybe it's stuff you would have spent money on anyway, but it's just true if you go to the Sportsplex, you go to the Henrico place or any field anywhere in the city on the weekend, right? You can just see there are all these teams, all these people that wouldn't be there otherwise, and they have to go get lunch at some Chick-fil-A. It might as be the one in Chesterfield so that we get the tax money on.
And Chesterfield's got their fields, and Ryko's got their fields. We got the convention center hosts things downtown occasionally.
Yeah, not a lot of sports related stuff.
Not a ton in the city.
Yeah.
But is it friendly? Or are they regionally cooperative? Did JC and Dennis fight on your show? Did it turn into Jerry Springer?
They weren't, trying to stab each other. In fact, they seem like good buddies and that they work together. This is one of those things that, I don't know if you're thinking about how like Richmond does its water system.
Maybe interesting.
You might remember something about that from earlier this year, right? We could do a little better around here working together with the city and the counties all coming together on some things. It seems like sports tourism is an area that we're starting to really work together. And there are regional tourism bodies that really help to promote this. And this is an area I think that maybe the city's not leading on, but they're certainly not getting in the way and they're happy with whatever the counties are doing. But I really think it's driven Henrico and Chesterfield are the counties that are really driving this stuff.
Dennis texted, we were talking the other day, and they put the basketball court at the airport to note that the A-10 tournament is coming. He said, so many people text me a picture of it at 5 a.m. when they're going to the airport. And it's become very annoying that my phone buzzes at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I said, you never have to worry about that with me. So I was flying in one night, landed at like midnight, and I took a picture and texted it to him. I said, I just want to make sure you get this on the other side, too.
Yeah, exactly. Dennis can never sleep. That's what happens. You're the sports czar for Henrico County. You got to be up 24/7. Yeah, but he loves bringing in those big tournaments, right? That's big ticket stuff, and that's like brings in a lot of people who wouldn't come here otherwise. And that's good too, but I'm much more interested in the sort of like daily grind kind of smaller tournaments, like the high school kids coming in, because I feel like that's something we do really well. Everybody in the country's trying to get their, you know, sports league team to come in or land a major league franchise. What we do here in Richmond is we've got all these youth leagues and we do it really well.
And we got a great location, as you mentioned. Of course, you can bring people up from Raleigh, you know, Virginia Beach, D.C., the whole area. And these are huge scale events. These are not, you know, intramural games. These are, I mean, thousands of people coming in for these.
Yeah, the Sportsplex, I drive by it all the time. My younger daughter gets picked up from the high school right over there from her bus. And, you know, it's just the weekend, it's mobbed there. And they're building this other new facility right next to it called the Lakes, right, which is going to be this recreational thing in Chesterfield where you can, I think, water ski in the middle of Chesterfield County, right? But they're thinking about triathlons. They're thinking about, you know, having water next to a bike trail, next to a running trail where you can do that. And there's just hundreds of people, thousands of people who do this stuff every weekend, right? And they could come here to RVA instead of going to Raleigh or going out to the beach or going up to D.C. So that's the dollars we're getting.
It's good to have a success story. I would imagine all your episodes are just massive success stories of regional
there
cooperation.
There are no problems in the region whatsoever. So look, we do try to find the silver lining, right? Sure. What's good, what we can do. And I do think, like, what I love about Richmond, right, is you have these creative people coming up with really cool ideas, right? At Richmond, we're a little town. My brother lives in Greensboro, and I always tell him Greensboro sucks compared to Richmond, even though it's a bigger city, and it's like, but I love Richmond. Like, we punch above our weight class.
We have better barbecue. I will stand on the table for that all day, every day, compared to their vinegar-soaked mess.
That's right.
That's a side topic. Rich Marr, RVA's Got Issues, .vpm.org. You're going
to
hang around for another segment with us, I believe.
Sure,
well, yeah, I called you out on the issue. You're definitely going to now. Those are the rules. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. At 105.1
FM. The mic, 9 to the fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcoming in, friend of the show now, Rich Marr.
RVA's Got Issues is the podcast, took on sports tourism, and I just learned you were an athlete as well, so you're right at home here at the Fan.
I was barely an athlete. I did run cross country for a couple of years because it was the only thing I could do without tripping, and it's wild too, because my daughter, my oldest daughter is a swimmer, and to watch her like just exceed me pretty much when she was 8 years old, like getting ribbons, I'm like, wow, you are better. Thank you.
The swim. I didn't grow up here. I'm from Kansas. We didn't have the swim team culture, so that was all new to me. Like,
yeah,
the whole that you just do that in the summer.
Yeah, in Virginia here, like all of the summer swim teams, and that's how my daughter got into it.
Sure.
We swam at Southampton, which is a big
powerhouse. That's where we swam.
Yes, it's a big
still a powerhouse
team. Yep. And,
oh yeah.
So there is where she learned, I guess, her taste for champion swimming, and just worked hard. Like, it's just amazing to see these kids, just how hard they work and how much time and effort they put into it. And so I'm very proud of my daughter. I could turn this into I'm proud of my daughter podcast.
Lots of parents complain about the swim meets. it's never bothered me. Yeah. I don't mind that we hang out outside on a summer evening. Like, that's kind of what I wanted to do anyway. So
yeah.
So it never. Now, did you do ice skating?
Oh sure, yeah, ice skating.
I got thoughts about ice skating.
Oh man,
it's cold in there.
Richmond's becoming an ice skating town,
no,
right?
It's too cold for me.
And
hard
we're building
out.
Another one. Yeah, I know, but there's this whole like Canadian expat community in Richmond of people who skate around. They know everything about skating. They say weird words about like toques and back bacon and stuff. And they really know their skating and they love to do it. And I think we're going to get more rinks here. I think that's another kind of growth area in the region.
We have a Canadian expat community. We learned something today.
Yeah.
And we don't have a poutine restaurant?
Apparently not yet, but it's coming.
Disappointing,
yeah,
for
yeah.
sure. Now, you chatted with some members of the Red Army, the Kickers, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Former neighbors of mine, Paige and Richard Hayes, who are awesome people, and they are at the center of
big.
The, the Richmond Kickers, River City Red Army.
Big Kickers backers.
Yeah, stand up for Richmond. And
we're back on South Side now. Back in my South Side, Strong Side.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, I shout out to my friend Seth, who used to drag me and my daughter, and he and his daughter would go to Kickers games, and we'd sit right next to the Red Army and learn all the chants and cover my daughter's ears during the vulgar ones and watch the smoke bombs go off. And eventually my daughter started getting the red cloak and waving the flag. And it was a lot of fun. And it's just like they're an amazing community. Again, Richmond is an ice skating town. It's a soccer town, like a lot of really, really deep-rooted soccer fans here. And I think that's you know, another thing that we do well around here, right, from the youth leagues up to the pro team. Kickers are just a great corporate citizen here.
And they got the new big TV there. I don't know if you've been since they put in the big TV.
No, I haven't seen the big TV.
They got Jumbotron-style big TV.
Nice.
Oh, things are happening out
there.
Yeah,
exactly. And so the Red Army, we talked to them about their weird little community and how supportive they are of each other and the team, and how they kind of have grown up with the team as the team has become such a big part of Richmond. The Red Army's there with them. So I'm just, you know, hats off to Paige and Richard, those guys.
Because we didn't grow up with soccer being like a thing. You know, we played soccer. We got our orange slices and Capri Suns. Like, we didn't watch. The World Cup came and it was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Now it's, I mean, you know, like Adam's here. Like, he watches soccer all the time. It's what the kids do these days.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of these things, like Richmond, we always heard about this, right? Like, Churchill's going to be the next big neighborhood for next year. And it finally did become the next big neighborhood, for better, for ill, for the people who live there. And it was always, we were here, and soccer's going to be the next big thing. American soccer is actually going to happen. And we're like, okay. And then it finally is happening now, right? It really is. A men's team, national, could still use some work, right? But certainly there's the fandom's big, and technology's made it so you can watch games at 3 a.m. or tape them for later so you can, you know, watch it at a regular time. And, you know, just watching and viewing parties everywhere, like it is. It's a real thing now.
Absolutely. Rich Amar joining us. RVA's Got Issues is the podcast taking on sports tourism this go-round. This is season two, is that right?
Yeah, this is season two. We're always waiting for word from our corporate masters. VPM has those too. But we're expecting to continue on, later in the year. We've got lots of good stuff coming up for people. Even if you're not interested in sports, if you're here in Richmond, right, we're talking with the movers and shakers. We had a conversation with Jason Camras, superintendent of public schools. We're going to talk to John Vitolkis, the county manager for Henrico. I'm sure he'll have things to say about sports tourism as well. We're going to talk to Danny Avula, the mayor of Richmond. So we've got a lot of stuff down the pipeline that we're coming up on.
Noted sports fan, Danny Avula.
Danny Avula, also
big,
a
big sports guy.
Yeah, and you know, he was down wearing the hard hat at the the unveiling of the whatever they did. It was the final steel beam or something like that for the new Squirrel Stadium. And so I'm looking forward to that going up too as well.
That's not sports tourism, the new Squirrel Stadium. That's more just local amenity.
Yeah,
right?
I think so. I mean, I doubt people are really making minor league pilgrimages. People do it, but that's not like what you're really doing. What you're thinking about when you build the Squirrel Stadium is that this is a regional amenity, important, part of our regional identity. And the Squirrels really, everybody loves Parney, everybody loves the Squirrels, and there's good reason for that, right? They just really integrated into the community. It would have been a tragedy if they left. So I'm glad they were able to work this out. And I'm glad they were able to work it out without like spending hundreds of millions of my dollars and your dollars, right? We're investing in it and there's some tax dollars going towards it. But it's not like we broke the bank and handed some billionaire a giant check, which is something that drives me insane. I know there's mixed feelings about this, but we managed to do it, I think, at a reasonable cost.
We've got a station here where they talk about those things.
I understand.
This one.
Yeah, I do get it. I do get it. It's one of my personal pet peeves, though, like stadium stories. That's where my sports and politics world lives.
Exactly.
But I think I think everybody is happy with the Squirrel Stadium, where it's going and how it's going up.
Rich Marr, RVA's Got Issues. So you talked to all these people, sports tourism. Give me kind of your takeaways at the end of the day, what you learned, where this is headed.
I think it's what's really good about it, right, is everybody, every city, every region in the country is trying to figure out, how do we build ourselves? How do we grow? How do we bring in more money so we can do all the things we need to do, build new roads and libraries and parks and take care of our most vulnerable residents? And the thing about Richmond, right, is that we're constantly talking about, let's build a giant arena so we can be just like Durham, or we can be like Greensboro, like being like some other city. And what we really should do is look at what we do well. Hey, we've got a river in the middle of our city. We can totally do river sports and kayaks and rafting. Let's build that up. Let's put infrastructure in that. Let's look at what we do in the region. We've got amazing sports facilities, teams, leagues. We do this well already. We're perfectly situated for it. Let's invest in that. Let's do the stuff we're good at. Let's make an identity. This is what Richmond, this is what RVA does. Come here and do more of it. And that's how we build and grow and bring in more revenue, bring in more tax dollars, and enable ourselves to do the stuff we want to do.
Because it's not the Super Bowl. It's not March Madness. It's not the big TV events. But $1 billion is nothing to sneeze at.
Exactly. And it does mean that sometimes you try to grow and stretch and bring in the A-10 tournament, right? Maybe you try to bring in those league tournaments nearby, and maybe you figure out the facilities you need to do that. But we're too small to be competing for the World Cup. And we shouldn't pretend that we're trying to get the World Cup. We should recognize who we are, but also, again, lean into what we do well. And if we're doing the sports tourism well already, let's build on that and make that part of our identity.
World Cup of Ultimate Frisbee.
For sure.
Now
right?
We're talking.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the things that, the cool stuff that are very kind of like Richmond-coded. That's what I would like to see.
Now we're talking. I'll remind everybody how to listen to the podcast.
You go to our website, rvasgotissues.vpm.org.
Rich Marr, appreciate you dropping by, dropping some knowledge on us today.
Always happy to be here.
All right, we're back more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.